Hello, everybody. Welcome to Reaction Shots, the Easy Allies movie podcast. It is the month of June.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Thanks. Happy Pride. Oh, yeah. I can't fist bump with that.
Yep.
Speaking of Pride.
Yeah.
Gay. Welcome. This month, we are talking about what is to come.
What is?
The Ghost of Christmas Future. We're talking about, thanks, Devil.
What is to
We're talking about upcoming movies, what people are hyped about, what we're hyped about.
It's What's your favorite way
fun.
To call it a movie? Do you like calling it a movie, a film, a flick, or a picture?
I often call them pictures.
Yeah, I like that too.
I'd like to go catch a picture. Yeah. Catch a flicker.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. We are, we're filming this. It's June 6th. The bar downstairs is hopping.
Popping off.
We are also live streaming this. Hello to everyone watching right now. And hello to everyone watching and listening in the future. Check out patreon.com/easyallies. You know what? We usually do this at the end. I'm going to do our shout outs right ass now.
Do it.
Our top tier on Patreons, top two tiers, get shout outs. Jabba Wabs, El Thanis, and Greg the Dark Knight Kettering. Hey, shout out.
Shout out.
Thanks for being supporters. But if you're on the $10 and up tier, you get to be in the conversation in the little film club. Or maybe we made it the $5 tier. I think it's the $5 tier. One of those. We changed everything so many times.
Everything's changing.
But our Patreon is fantastic. Check it out. But if you want to get in the conversation with these, join, I think, at the $5 tier, and you can talk.
Jonathan Glazer's making a movie?
Well, let's get into it. But before we talk about Jonathan Glazer making a movie...
Dude!
What have you liked lately?
I said it on stream earlier, honestly. Spider-Verse, truly one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. I got hit hard by it.
Are we doing a spoiler mode for that?
We should.
There's no time.
I know. I don't know when we'd fit it in.
We'd have to do it like tomorrow it'd on be our day off.
I know, and it'd be a bummer not to do it with Gabby, because I saw it with Gabby.
Yeah.
She friggin' loved it.
Jason loved it.
Yeah, we came out buzzing.
I got parasited, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
Several people.
I hate
several
that.
People.
It's so real.
Told me before going to see Across the Spider-Verse that it was like an immaculate, perfect masterpiece.
Yep.
Transcendent, life-changing, film-going experience. Greatest movie they've seen in 7 years. Ran every emotion under the sun. It's 2.5 hours, feels like one.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it all. And obviously, it's an incredible movie, and artistically, it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I need people to stop telling me
I
that
know.
Shit.
Expectations are everything.
I need people to stop.
It really is.
Tell me, like, ooh, I'm excited for you to see it.
Yeah.
Because that's like, did you love it or hate it? What?
Blood's out of his mind.
Blood's out of his mind. Did you say...
You need people to stop.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
I liked it more than the first one.
I thought he... See, I liked the first one more.
Probably because it was unexpected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go in with these expectations, you wait 5 years, like...
I kind of liked the first one. They're both really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to get into any specifics.
Yeah, we can't get into spoilers.
We should do a spoiler mode.
For sure, I have a lot to say about
it. We have to do it next week, because just after SGF and Gabby will be back. Yeah.
Yep. Let's just say for every single movie ever, especially like action adventure, you need a good villain. You need some good villains in there.
See, I don't think this had one. Ooh.
Spicy spoiler mode incoming.
I thought it wasn't super well
established. Spoiler mode.
One of them was, the other one wasn't.
Woo. What else? I've been watching Class of 09.
Oh, is that good?
It started slow, but I'm...
It didn't have great ratings.
It started slow, but I'm fucking hooked. Okay. I love it. All I'm right. really, really okay. liking it, actually. It's not like, you know, it's not the S-tier show or whatever.
Right.
But it is really good, and each week I am, like, waiting for the next one. I think there's only, like, 7 episodes total, and there's been... I've seen 5 so far.
Hell yeah.
And I really, really like it. It's got a little sci-fi element in there. 3 different time periods, past, present, future. It's all about FBI... Think of Strong Minority Report vibes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it future-y like that?
There's 3 time periods. So the future is in like 2034,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
How does it get weird or is it pretty straight?
It's getting weird now a little bit. Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I like it quite a bit. Again, it's not S-tier True Detective or anything, but it's a good...
You know what is S-tier, bro? Silo, dude.
I want to watch it.
I've been loving Silo,
okay.
Dude.
No, this is insane. This isn't the three degrees of Kevin Bacon, actually. I was going to text you.
Typically six. Three is six, even better.
Okay, wait. No. I was asking you about a show, and you hadn't seen it or something. The creator of Silo created something that I'm, like, obsessed with. Graham Yost, Justified! I had no idea!
Oh, wait, the Justified guy is making Silo?
Yes!
Oh, shit!
And I didn't know that. I didn't... Yeah, if you had told me, I would have, like, fucking got Apple Plus
this
like that.
This is why
night.
I have the volume lower.
Yeah.
Now I can see.
Graham Yost, because Justified's coming back as a miniseries, City Primeval, super hyped. Justified.
I gotta finish
one of my
Justified,
all-timers.
Dude. My dad was super into Justified. But, I watched like a couple seasons of it.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, but Graham Yost is not involved in the
Walton
reboot.
Goggins, dude.
Goat. but yeah, no Graham Yost on the reboot or revival.
Scuffed.
Because he's doing Silo.
So
I gotta watch Silo for sure. I gotta
loving
get in
it.
There.
I'm loving it.
How many have there been?
I want to say five or six so far. I don't know out of how many.
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm in. Apple Plus, though. I got too
Apple TV, dude.
Too many subscriptions.
You got to watch Severance still.
Severance
is incredible.
Everything's on Apple Plus. I can go back to it now.
Just get Apple Plus for like a month.
And just binge
watch
it all.
Watch Silo and Severance.
Yeah.
The S's.
And Blackbird, I really want to watch.
I never saw that. I don't know what that is.
Some prison shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually got an Apple TV because I was sick of my Chromecast not being wired. Occasional dips in quality.
I won't stand for it.
Wi-Fi, dude.
Sketch.
Yeah.
Living in the Switch ages.
I need it hardwired. Ethernet for my movies. 4K, dude. Dolby Vision.
Straight up.
Piss.
Yeah. VRR. HDR.
Everything. Every letter.
8K.
Yeah. Well, I only have four. Yeah. Pleb.
Same. Did I say that last time? The movie I saw? Jake Gyllenhaal's The Covenant? Guy Ritchie?
Oh, maybe you did.
Okay.
That was really
cool.
Talk about it anyway.
Yeah, I went to the movie theater, saw that. U.S. soldier with an interpreter. Middle East war movie. Bonds.
Guy Ritchie. Paint Middle Eastern people in a good light?
It got really good reviews, and I wasn't offended, but I'm not the person to speak on that. But, like...
It's something
Jake
that's always
Gyllenhaal,
bothering me, man. Movies
for sure.
Treat people from the Middle East like garbage. It's really shitty.
His interpreter was like the best character, and they really focused on him and like his life there and like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a Guy Ritchie movie randomly. It was good.
Yeah.
And then just watching a bunch of Attitude Era wrestling.
He was showing some of us that.
I'm in the peak right
John
now.
John Cena, right? Getting hit.
Not yet. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin getting hit by a car.
The car just ran down Austin!
Jesus! Why?
Big Boss Man literally threw a tear gas grenade in Big Show's like locker room. Stone Cold caught Road Dogg with a fucking bear trap backstage. He's caught in a bear trap bleeding.
Love that.
Insane.
Love that.
Yeah. So.
Sophomore season of Yellow Jackets wound up, tied up.
That's what we need to do.
I've heard rumors that there's like a secret additional episode, but like coming out later or something. No one can give me a straight answer.
Stranger Things did that. They had their final two episodes of the last season a month later.
But that was planned.
Yeah, I love
this,
how they did that.
Well, those were like 2-3 hour episodes.
That was the
Epic,
best.
Dude.
That was the best. Netflix,
that season
do it again.
Was great.
Yeah.
I would make it legal.
Yeah, Yellow Jacket season 2. Dude.
Not great.
Dip.
I love the show. I still love the show.
Yeah. Still in heart.
Season 2 had a lot of things in it that I didn't love.
Yeah.
Shauna's modern day storyline, straight irritating, man.
Yeah, it was a dip.
But they dealt with it, so it's fine. I don't know.
I'm watching Fear the Walking Dead. It's the final season.
Okay.
Season
the
8.
The spinoffs are in season 8, and they're winding up.
This is the last, one. Yeah.
I feel old.
Yeah. Fear the Walking Dead. The last episode. This is the, if I had to say, because of the time investment too, I would say out of every show that I've ever watched, Fear the Walking Dead, I think, is the worst. Like, I would.
Every show ever.
It's because of the commitment. Maybe I've seen worse shows that I've only watched one season of.
Right.
But like to
worst
be.
Worst show you didn't bail on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead is absolutely the worst. But it was nice. The final season is nice. You know, one of the best characters came back. And the last episode, spoiler alert, Lenny James. Morgan!
You could have said anything.
Morgan! Callback to the pilot of Walking Dead.
With the helicopter?
So, no helicopter. That was way later. Yeah, yeah. But
that was
like,
the first episode?
Yeah.
Or was that episode 3?
Yeah. Maybe there was a
first
helicopter.
First season.
Yeah.
Well, you just looked up and saw a helicopter passing
over.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
It was like
one.
The first sign of like...
life.
Yeah, of like civilization still being there.
Yeah, but it was cool. That's pretty much it.
Sisu, dude.
Sisu, I missed it.
Oh.
I know. I just saw it's like, coming on... digital.
Dude, watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
S-I-S-U,
watch it with my dad.
Sisu, loved it.
Hell yeah.
Absurd.
Yes.
Cool 90 minutes. Complete insanity.
Nazi
the entire
slaughters.
Time. Just destroying some Nazis.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking sick.
I mean.
Really cool. I also really loved the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
I heard it's so good.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
It's made by the people who did Game Night.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was
maybe
really
good,
too.
Maybe we talked about this last month. They all bleed together. I can't tell anything. But, like, Dungeons & Dragons, cozy. It's like the new Jumanjis or, like, National Treasure or Game Night. Just, like, a cozy movie to put on. Loved it.
Yeah.
We talked about Spider-Verse. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was fine.
I really liked it.
I loved
the villain. In fact,
I
loved it.
He should be Kang.
Yeah, I loved Guardians 3. I really loved it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Secret Invasion is so fucking close.
When is that?
Like a week. Fucking, I've been waiting for this for years. This is all I've wanted since Endgame, dude. This is it. I don't give a fuck about any other shit. WandaVision, Loki, Falcon, Guardians, Thor. I do not give a shit about shit. All I want is Secret Invasion. Cannot wait unless it delivers S-tier quality.
You're done with them. MCU
well,
forever.
I'll watch forever, dude.
Yeah,
I can't even.
Don't
threaten.
Even.
I can't even threaten.
Feed me this line.
Yeah, I can't even threaten them.
Yeah.
Feed me this.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I'm excited for it. I watched Good Omens, which I'd never seen
with,
on Amazon with David Tennant and Michael Sheen or whatever.
Yep.
Really good, cute little show.
It's Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd read the book as a teen.
Nice. Was he involved in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He like did it.
That's great.
He created and wrote it.
Shit.
He didn't direct it, but
yeah. Nice.
It was cute. Cute little thing.
My mom got caught up in the Vanderpump drama, so I like watched the like final episode when all hell breaks loose. I guess these people were married for like a long ass like since season 1 or 2, and they're on season like 10 or 11.
Okay.
And they've been together the entire time, and then the guy left her for her like best friend.
Oh, shit.
Just like classic 90s rom-com drama. It is juicy reality TV. My mom was all over it. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care for reality TV myself, but I love that she's into it.
Yeah.
All right. As Chad is asking, are we hyped for Oppenheimer? Well, that's what we're talking about this episode. We've never done one of these, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Just a preview hype episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this month we are just hyping up movies that have yet to be. So who knows? This episode might be short because we don't have anything to say. Or it could go on forever because we're like, oh my God. Yeah, so I asked our patrons in our patron tier, whichever one it is. Oh yeah, Huber watched Barry. He loved it.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm trying to do a thing with Boston about it. Try to spoiler mode like we did for last season. Or for Better Call Saul or whatever. I want to do it. I'm trying to do it. Busy time.
It's very busy.
Especially
right
for Bossman.
Now.
Yeah.
We could do Yellow Jackets easy update.
Yeah.
I need an easy update this week.
And I want to talk about it. Sophomore slump. Bum me out. Sure. Still invested. Still
I mean, I love it. Like
maximum investment.
Sophomore slump, but it was still like an 8.
Yeah. That's so true. It's so, you know, funny. Yeah.
Like if season one was a 9.5, yeah, this, yeah, season was an 8, and it's, yeah, like still good.
Yeah.
They canceled, well, they did not renew Mason. But Perry Mason season 2 ended very well, like very final, in a good place. So I think that the story is concluded in an effective way, and I really think that Perry Mason seasons 1 and 2 stand on their own very well.
Hell yeah, that's good.
So I think I'm satisfied.
Yes, good.
Perry Mason.
It's all that matters.
And what's his name? Main guy.
Matthew Reese
had said he'd only do another season anyway, one more season.
Just
so
give him one more, you, yeah, fucks. Give him one more.
Looking forward to Asteroid City for sure.
Gah.
All right. Zach Wojnar, we asked our patrons, you know, what are you looking forward to? Zach Wojnar said Oppenheimer for Huber. Look, we're all excited for Oppenheimer. It looks
insane. I posted in Slack 2 days ago, creator's intent, 30 theaters.
Only,
you know,
30.
I thought it was like, I thought it was only like 5 or 10, actually.
Yeah, 30.
30 IMAXs.
That's
are...
like one in every major, yeah, metropolitan.
There's 30 theaters total in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Oh.
That can show it as intended, as Nolan intends.
Which means 70 millimeter film,
yep,
IMAX.
Yep, 70 millimeter perf film something something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The film reel is like,
yeah, yeah,
2 miles long.
I think it's 11 miles.
Oh, 11 miles,
yeah, something
long.
Insane. Yeah.
There's an intermission, I think, because they have to swap reels.
Yeah, yeah.
The film reel probably weighs, yes, like a ton. Insanity.
So ready.
We got one in LA.
My dad was texting me about it like the other day. He's like, Oppenheimer, when? We're going. I was like, yes, we are.
Which theater in LA is that theater?
I don't know, but I got the list. I know where the City Walk one is.
Oh, okay.
For me, it's the Irvine Spectrum.
One of the best. I don't want to go. I don't want to see Oppenheimer with a bunch of like talking people.
For sure. I mean, it's gonna be tough. Usually, I've had super good luck in my IMAX. Super good luck over the years. I've seen like 80 movies in there, and like 70 times it's been great.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, right, I've been going there since I was a kid. You know, I saw, sure, like I saw Batman Begins in that fucking place.
You
I was
got
going there
already. Damn.
I was going to that IMAX when they were showing like Antarctica, Mount Everest, like 40-minute documentaries.
Actual IMAX.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Wow.
So hyped.
Oppenheimer looks crazy.
Hyped as shit. Cannot wait to see it with my dad because he's such a historian, so he knows like all of it.
I'm worried. Like, I'm sure it's going to be really good. I'm a little worried. I was talking about this with Sophia, that they're going to whitewash it too much. Because, like, it wasn't only white people involved.
Yeah. I mean, I trust Nolan to not fuck it up.
Do you?
I trust the man.
All right.
I'm really
excited. I mean, like, they actually exploded a nuke equivalent in the, like, making the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who does that?
Yep.
Love it. Zach Wojnar continues Indiana Jones for them. I have heard it's probably not good.
It's just like, it's so hard to get it's not Indiana Jones's fault for me. It's honestly just Disney.
Yeah.
Just like totally milking Star Wars, Marvel,
oh,
everything.
Lord.
Just like the nostalgia bait, you know? So it's really just like a bad time for me for this movie to come out because I'm a little cynical about it all.
Yeah, the sequel trilogy of Star Wars was abysmally terrible. And so I have not a lot of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, they're playing LCD sound system downstairs, I just noticed. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I want it to be good.
Of course.
Dance yourself clean.
Who wouldn't want it to be good? It's Indiana Jones, for Christ's sake.
I heard Spielberg said, I thought only I knew how to make one of these.
It's a good endorsement.
Like, that's a good endorsement.
Yeah, but James Cameron also endorsed like Terminator Salvation one
right,
time back
right.
then. So.
And also, Spielberg made an awful Indiana
yeah.
Jones himself, so he doesn't know how to make them either. So
yeah.
anymore. But yeah, I hope it's good. I don't know. What were you saying earlier that you didn't want to... Like, you were shocked that we live in a world where Transformers gets a better
yeah.
score than Indiana Jones and something else?
And The Flash.
Oh.
Yeah. Big, you know, Michael Keaton returning and
yeah.
everything. Like,
what did The Flash get?
I don't know. It's middling, I heard.
I'm torn on The Flash because it's like Ezra Miller's a piece of trash, but I love Michael Keaton.
And I like, is Ezra Miller like actually a trash human or just like did a couple trash things?
Like, they like stole a bunch of stuff, like choked a woman, like was
running
a cult or some weird shit in Hawaii, was like on the run.
There was some assault in there.
There's like some crazy shit in there. I don't know all the details.
Yeah.
But like,
no excuse. Like,
some actual weird shit.
You could have like the worst day of your entire life, and there's still no excuse for like laying hands on anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone's just one bad day away from being me.
Yeah.
The Joker.
The Joker.
I think Flash,
same thing. It's the nostalgia play. You get Keaton in there.
I honestly think people are always like, why are they not canceling Ezra Miller? Like, why are they leaning on this movie? Yeah. And I'm like, if you look at the marketing,
they did apologize. Like,
well,
big
and
time.
Also they're cutting around them. Mm-hmm. The posters have their head down.
Yeah.
And like, I honestly think that they just need this movie to set up James Gunn's bullshit.
Exactly.
And then they'll get rid of Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. But who knows? Just when they apologized, I do remember that because
they apologize. I missed that.
Yeah, they were like, yo, I'm seeking help and everything.
Oh, Ezra Miller apologized.
Yeah. Whereas, like, so many people get controversy, like Joss Whedon and shit, and just, like, retreat and go radio silent and say nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least they, like, got out there and, like, said, hey, I'm working on it. I'm sorry. Mm. But who knows how much of that was, like, Warner Brothers PR. But, still, he said something. Like, a lot of people fucking just hide away.
Yeah.
You know? So
hopefully that is good.
Yeah.
Zach Wozner is also very excited for the Expendables 4, but it might be bad. Can't be worse than Expendables 3, though.
I have not
seen a single one of those.
I've never rooted against a movie so hard, Isla, than Expendables 3.
Wow.
I actively rooted against. I was like the internet troll person, like, hope your fucking thing fails. I never did. I just,
like, before it came out,
I did it in my own head, not publicly or anything.
This is
rooting against it. Yeah, it is because it's PG-13.
Oh,
and Sylvester Stallone came out and it was just like,
he's gay.
You know, it's just gonna be happy pride,
Sylvester Stallone. Congrats, welcome.
Stallone was like, you know, you don't need an R rating to be, like, you know, super creative and like, we don't really need the violence and the blood. And, like, we want, you know, families to... He said something about, like, you know, younger people to be able to see it or something. And it's like, first of all, it's the third movie about action stars in the fucking
80s. Yeah,
you just...
Who's your target demo?
You literally just did it to make more money.
Yeah.
Just fucking own it.
Yeah.
And it was just the worst piece of shit movie.
You would have had respect for him if he had just said PG-13 makes more money.
Exactly. I would have been okay, I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, these are expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know what stuff it's
But now this one, because that was such a massive blunder, back to rated R.
Remember when Die Hard went PG-13?
God.
And he said yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, but shot the gun over part?
Yeah. The unedited, or the uncut version.
The uncut version, the uncut version is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you can tell they just ADR'd in swear words.
Oh my God.
It was absurd. Like, so many of them. Yeah. So many of them, like, they didn't actually do on the day. They just added them.
No. Hey, Timothy Olyphant.
I love.
Justified.
I do love Timothy Olyphant.
The best.
And I love. My favorite part of that movie is when. John McClane's daughter, she like escapes and like hits a guy or like pushes one of Oliphant's like goons or like slaps him or something.
Yeah.
And the guy's just like, oh. And then Timothy Oliphant just goes, y'all right?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I totally remember
that.
He's
like, go after it.
Yeah. So good. He's so
fucking good. Really good. I love him.
Love that man.
Timothy Oliphant, dude.
Yeah, one of my all-time
favorites.
What
is he doing right now?
Justified Primeval, let's go.
Yeah.
City Primeval.
Is it called City Primeval?
What are
you talking
about?
Like that.
That's like the name of the book Raylan Givens wasn't in it, but they're like retrofitting him into it. Kind of like they do with Bosch. They combine multiple books to tell like one season and shit. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Tyler Travis says, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. I am so hyped.
Yeah.
I am champing at the bit.
Yeah.
For Dune,
same
part
thing.
Two,
30 theaters,
out
probably.
Out of my mind for it.
Yeah,
the soundtrack, the visuals,
yeah,
the story,
yeah,
the performances,
yeah,
the location, effects.
I don't know if you read it, but like there's one movie, there's one movie person I followed on Twitter, and he was just going off about like how it was like speaking to me. And he's just like,
did he see it already?
No. He's talking about the first one how it's like one of the most beautiful movies ever shot.
Yeah.
But like, you can't see it like that anymore, you know? Because it was like such a specific IMAX thing. Like the
it still plays on a home like home video.
Top and bottom. Yeah. Yeah.
It still looks incredible on a TV. I think. Like I've watched it at home and it's phenomenal.
Okay.
Dune is so good. I love Dune.
Yeah.
Just in general, like I read it as a teen and I have always loved Dune. But I love Villeneuve anyway. Mm-hmm. But like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So jazzed on it.
One of the best movies ever, Dune 1, when I came out. I was like, that was one of the best experiences. Yeah, that was an IMAX experience. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yes. Tyler Travis also excited for Asteroid City and Barbie. Yeah, I'm jazzed about those. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Oppenheimer and Barbie on the same day.
Is Asteroid City Wes Anderson?
Wes Anderson's new one, yeah. Coming out in like 9 days, shockingly. On the 15th.
I'm the guy who hears like music and it's just like, it all sounds the same. Like Wes Anderson movies, they're all the same. They're all just the same movie.
I can see why you would say that. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
They are all definitely Wes Anderson films. Like they're all his style for sure.
Yeah.
But like within that, like it's like he's using the same set of paints, but he's painting different paintings.
Basically.
He definitely has a style. Which some people are into and some people are not. I happen to be into it.
For sure.
Have you seen The Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yes.
That's
my favorite.
I love that one.
That's my favorite.
And I think it's probably his most like accessible.
Yeah,
probably.
That was my favorite by far.
Yeah, it is very good.
And Royal Tenenbaums.
Of course. French Dispatch.
Yeah.
Pretty great too. Parts 1 and 3, or 2 and 4, I guess.
And Steve Zissou.
I love Life Aquatic.
Life Aquatic.
See, you like Wes Anderson.
It's just like,
just come on. Come on, cool it with
this. I do.
You just named four of his movies that you like.
What was the last one he did?
You're allowed to like the French Dispatch.
And what was the one before that?
The Grand Budapest Hotel. And before that one was Fantastic Mr. Fonz, maybe? There was Moonrise Kingdom in there somewhere.
Oh, okay. I like both of those too.
See? You like Wes Anderson. All right.
I like Wes Anderson.
What is it? Bottle Rocket, Rushmore.
Rushmore's great. Bombs. Never saw Bottle Rocket. I probably love that one.
Life Aquatic, I think. Then Darjeeling Limited. Then Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I think I love Wes Anderson.
You love Wes Anderson.
Shit, okay. All right, I'm in.
I love this. I love this massive turnaround Isle of Dogs.
Isle of Dogs.
Of course.
That was good.
Yeah. Wes Anderson is incredible.
Okay. All right.
We got him.
I like Wes Anderson.
We got him.
No, I'd say I love Wes Anderson then because those are all great movies.
Yeah. Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Happy
to be here.
We're happy to have
Wes Anderson.
You. Welcome aboard, dude. Let's go see Asteroid City.
Dude, I'm like hyped on that now.
That was
sweet.
Really fun. we just caught you and I got the order right. All right,
nice,
sweet. Tyler Travis also heard about Jonathan Glazer's next project, Zone of Interest.
I'm just finding out
right now. And
I
need to see it ASAP.
Wow.
Remind me, Jonathan Glazer. Why can't I remember?
So he did Birth.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
With Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
He did like only 2 or 3 movies.
Was it the one with Colin Farrell? No.
My God. What did he just do?
Relieved?
No, what did he just do?
That's just something you're saying.
What did he just do? I'll tell you in 3 seconds.
Okay.
And he did a short film.
Zone of Interest is a very nice...
Under the Skin.
Oh, fuck!
Under the Skin.
Right. Okay, yes. I've
Sexy
seen that.
Beast.
Sexy Beast, dude.
Yes. I knew I was going to say Sexy Beast,
too. I've seen his stuff, and it's good.
He makes one movie every, like, decade.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Under the Skin, dude.
Yep.
What a fucking nutcase movie.
And the short film, The Fall. It played before...
You've told me about that.
Yeah. It played before a horror movie.
Yeah.
And it's insane.
That's the one? Yeah, I need to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that, and you said it was really fucked up, and then I didn't watch
it. Yeah, it's 7 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
A masked... never mind.
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Under the Skin is incredible. If you know that
yeah, you told me that.
All
That's
the
crazy.
Guys were like not in on it.
So
it was
cool.
Like cinema verite style. Like
so cool.
They thought she was just a sex worker and they yeah. were going home with her.
Yeah.
And then some guy showed up with a clipboard and was like, hey, do you consent to be in this movie? What? No. Zone of the Enders yeah. of Interest. Yeah. Zone
I'm
of
in.
Interest. What a title, dude.
I'm in. 100% day one. I am there. Alamo Draft House. That's a Glazer joint. Alamo Draft House.
Got him, dude.
Yeah.
I'm snacking. Yeah. I'm living today, dude. Like, I'm going with Huber to see a Glazier yeah. film at the Alamo Draft
House. Like, he'll be there at the Draft House, probably watching something.
Fucking Wes Anderson, it's pre-taped, I think. But there's like a Q&A event before Asteroid City's even out that they're doing in Alamo.
Zone of Interest? Oh, my.
What?
Whoa.
What?
It's like the highest stakes possible movie. It's like an Auschwitz thing.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, your reaction just
yeah.
now is like, this is either something really fucked
yeah.
up or like really sexual.
That's
going to
be a very intense movie.
Yeah,
for
that sounds
sure.
intense.
And
Glazer
does not fuck
no, he
around.
Does not shy away.
Yeah, wow.
Oof, okay. Sounds intense.
Very.
My shoes and one sock have fallen off.
Nice.
Kind of living it right now. Rex the Raccoon, I have yet to see any film directed by Greta Gerwig. My movie backlog is under 1,200 movies. But Barbie looks like it would be hilarious, yeah. Also, I see her Little Women was really good.
It's so good. It was
really
one of my
it.
Favorite movies that whole year,
yeah.
truly.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Also, I love all those actors
yep.
are so good in that.
And she did Frances Ha was the other one I've seen.
I still need to
I
see
love
that.
That.
I still
one.
Need
You'll,
to see
you're,
that. Yeah,
you
yeah,
love
yeah.
it. You already love it.
I know. People yeah. have told me for a long time. But it just looks sad, so I never yeah. watch it.
It's a dramedy for sure.
Yeah. Also, seeing how Chris Stuckman has moved from film criticism to film directing, I'm interested to see how Shelby Oaks would pan out. I don't know who that is or what movie that is. I'm curious. Finally, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse will probably be just as fantastic as the first one. Spider-Verse is one of my favorite. Tyler Travis says Spider-Verse is one of my favorite animated movies ever, and I'm scared to even watch the trailer for the second one. Oh, yeah, Lady Bird. I love Lady Bird.
Love Lady Bird.
I did hear that Barbie caused an international shortage of pink paint. Yes.
That's so funny.
That is so good. I got to look into the Shelby Oaks thing. I don't know. But Barbie looks sick. JG says, hey, allies.
JG Wentworth.
877
cash.
No.
Every time. Sorry. Love you, JG.
Jingle. It's a great jingle.
It's so good.
Chris Stuckman's a YouTuber, apparently. Okay. Sure. Fuck you then.
Competition.
Yeah. I'm not jealous. I don't want to also be. I'm not also writing two feature films right now. It's true. I am. With Matthew Walden, actually.
Sick.
Love it.
Love Matthew Walden.
Love Matthew Walden.
Miss Matthew.
The best, dude. Hi, Matthew Walden.
Love Matthew Walden.
Do you care that I just mentioned that, Matthew Walden?
Love.
Yeah, dude, I'm so excited about our projects.
Sick.
I love it.
Dope.
I probably shouldn't be talking about it because it
don't
hypes it up.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't parasite them.
Don't parasite. Yeah, no. Our movies are bad. JG Wentworth says, hi, allies. I can't wait for Killers of the Flower Moon. Scorsese is... Oh, damn
yep.
it. I just watched a video of how he pronounces his own mm-hmm. name. Because everybody's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like Scorsese.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, you know, it's Killin' Murphy.
Killin' Murphy?
Killin'. I found that out because Nolan was talking about it. And he was just like, dude, he's my guy.
Killin' Murphy.
Oppenheimer, I knew it. Instantly, Killin' Murphy.
Holy fuck.
Killin'.
Maybe it's... Is it like Killian, but the second E
Killian,
is so
probably.
Fast?
Yeah, Killian.
Killian.
Yeah, Killian.
Killian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Killian Murphy.
Yeah.
Killian Murphy.
One of the goats.
Anyways, Scorsese is one of the
yep.
most important
yep.
figures in the film industry.
His fucking redemption arc.
Especially when... Should I read or stop?
Keep going.
Okay. Especially when you look at all his efforts toward film preservation in the world in world cinema... okay, now talk.
Just when he, you know, in the height of the MCU zeitgeist, like Infinity War Endgame, when he commented on that, and then everyone was pissed, like,
yeah.
fuck you, and then now MCU is not as good or cool as it was 5 years ago. But just, like, film preservation fucking is. Yeah. And everyone is just like, dude, like, you were right. You were everyone. Like, I've seen so many, like, he was right this whole time.
Dude, how about this? Martin Scorsese's opinion on the MCU does not matter.
Exactly. Like, but the whole thing was bait anyway. You're in an interview and a guy's asking you, like, hey, what do you think about the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
It's not going to lie. He's just going to say what he feels. That's
also,
it.
Also, like, yeah, they're just doing it for the like, sound up, whatever.
Yeah, fuckers.
But anyway.
One of the GOATs. One of the all-time GOATs. Anything he does while he is still walking this earth, I will be there for day one.
Did you see Silence Day One?
I saw it later on. I was waiting for...
So you're a liar.
Well, I was waiting for a...
What is it like to be a liar?
I was waiting for someone to finish the book before we saw it. So that's why.
Sounds like some bitch to me. Two other films that I'm... Sorry.
Moving on.
Two other films that I'm really excited about. This is JG continuing.
JG.
Two other films that I'm really excited about are Wim Wenders' new... I didn't know he was making a new one. New film, Perfect Days. You might like Wings of Desire. Have you seen that?
Desire, no.
The band Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds shows up at the end of it. It's pretty cool. It's about an angel who like falls in love with a human.
Sick.
Wim Wenders.
Wim Wenders. I've never seen it. Never even heard of it, Isla.
They're good. Perfect Days and the new film by... Hirokazu Koreeda, Monster, Koreeda's film from last year, Broker, oh, I heard that was really good, was absolutely incredible. I'm surprised he already has a new, new film in competition at Cannes. How does he do it? Anyway, I highly recommend the trailer for Perfect Days. Love and respect, J.G. Wentworth, 877 Cash Now.
I don't watch trailers.
Okay,
I just don't watch
trailers.
Them. I just don't watch them. I never will. I will never
say your job is to watch trailers.
I will never on my own sit down and watch a trailer. If I'm working, I will watch one. Yeah. If I'm sitting in a movie theater, I will watch most of them. I will even get up and walk out sometimes when a trailer comes up for something I'm excited about. I will leave. Truly.
Yeah,
I don't watch trailers.
I believe you.
Yeah. They're spoilers, and more importantly, Isla, they're Parasite. Their expectations.
They parasite you.
Trailer is designed to parasite you. I want
Dog.
Nothing.
The Jim Jarmusch movie? Watch Ghost Dog.
Love Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai?
Love Ghost Dog.
He's
Are you kidding
Ghost
me?
Dog Way
I've
of
seen
Samurai.
Ghost Dog.
The Jim Jarmusch movie?
I've seen Ghost Dog.
We've all seen Ghost Dog.
Everyone's seen Ghost Dog.
Everybody's seen Ghost Dog.
The silenced pistol through like the drain or whatever, the sink.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's sick.
It was crazy. Yeah. I rewatched Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai, bro.
Yeah.
Forrest
Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker.
So hype.
Love Forrest Whitaker.
Dude, fucking
weirdo.
Saw Gerrera.
Saw Gerrera.
Insane.
Just like his eye.
Crazy.
He's so cool.
Character. Who else is in Ghost Dog? Jeez.
Probably a lot of people. It's not like a super popular movie. It's a fucking Jim Jarmusch joint. Not a lot of people. Jared Buffington says, Dune, I'm going to miss Sting as the villain, but I'm hopeful for a new scene to rival the Sardaukar blood ritual Mongolian beatboxing shit. Yeah, dude.
Vibroblades.
Somebody just said, remember GameTrailers.com? I do remember that. Colt Smith.
I was going to see this tonight, but it's too late now. So
I am so excited for so many films coming this year. The Boogeyman coming up real quick has me. That trailer was spooky, man.
I don't watch trailers.
Me, dude. I saw a trailer for it and it was scary. Has me pumped because good horror is always top tier. PG-13 though, who knows?
Good with jump scares. That's how I accept PG-13 horror movies
because they have jump scares.
Yeah, so PG-13 will be way more jumpy. R will be a little more cerebral, maybe graphic.
That's why I like R better than PG-13.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't
sure.
like jump scares.
That's PG-13 horror bait all day, every day.
I cannot with that.
Yeah.
Dune Part 2 should be amazing if it can stick the landing. I'm still unclear if it's Part 2 of 2 or Part 2 of 3.
Same.
I've read the book. Judging by that, they should be able to wrap it up in this one, I think. But
just make it 4 hours. When the first one...
I mean, there's like 8 Dune
books. Literally, the one emotion I will never forget is when Dune ended.
Yeah.
Credits hit. The first thing out of my mouth was, I could sit here for 4 more hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like... Holy yeah. shit.
Dune is great.
If that movie was 8 hours, it would be a pleasure.
Yeah. Oh. They should release the, like, didn't Jason Momoa or somebody say there was, like, a 5-hour cut at one point?
Give
and he was like, it's a masterpiece.
Give it!
And I'm like, please release
please.
It.
Yeah.
Release the Villeneuve cut.
Dino says it's part 2 of 2.
2 of 2. Okay, sweet. Six. Yeah, it's just the second half of the book.
That, and then they're doing the witches spinoff or something. The ladies are having a show.
What?
The, like, weird psychic ladies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's, like, a show.
The Bene Gesserit?
Yeah, I think there's a show going on.
What?
Yeah.
Is Villeneuve involved?
I'm sure he's involved. I don't know if he's directing.
Is what's her name in it?
Rebecca Ferguson?
She's in Silo, dude.
I know. I love her.
She is so good.
Love her.
I love her.
Yeah. One of my favorite shots in Mission Impossible when I rewatched him is when she, like, has the dress on in the ballet or whatever, and she, like, puts her leg up to, like, rest the sniper rifle. Do you remember that scene?
No, I need
one
to
of the sickest.
Which one is that in Fallout?
I think
Ghost
Rogue
Nation?
Nation.
Rogue Nation?
I think Rogue Nation, yeah. It's such a sick shot.
I'm meaning to do a rewatch this month before.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
We'll have a Huber Hype and a Easy Update, some kind of like Mission Impossible
where we just scream at each other about Mission Impossible for 20 minutes. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Killers of the Flower Moon is high up there because Scorsese is a brilliant guy. Shin Kamen Rider comes out limited on May 31st. Love a good birthday drop. Happy birthday recently.
Happy birthday.
And I am hard in for that. Spider-Man should be a banger. This was written before that came out. Mission Impossible has me pumped because those don't ever really miss. Two and three kick ass. Fan of two.
I rewatched two and it wasn't horrible. I was honestly probably swimming because of the expectations.
Because of Limp Bizkit.
You go back and you do a full rewatch of the franchise. You get to two and you're like, okay, this is just, this is the worst one. Yeah, it's the worst one, whatever. And it's like, it was actually really cool because as fans of movies, it's really fun to see the team ups actually.
Through the John Woo lens.
The first one is Brian De Palma and like, Danny Elfman.
Yeah, gritty, weird, spy, complicated. Yeah.
And then it was John Woo and like Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
And then it was
a Hong Kong action movie starring Tom fucking Cruise. Yeah.
And then the third one was J.J. Abrams and Michael Giacchino. So it's like these awesome. Yeah. It was just cool. It was cool to watch. It was
the
this is the worst one.
The first
one
four are like, James Willems had this theory too where it's like the first four are different genres, like each one.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Talk to Me does look crazy. It looks freaky. Oppenheimer has real shit. Has a real shit at becoming an all. Oppenheimer has a real shot at becoming an all-timer based on the cast alone.
It could be his best movie ever made. That's my expectations.
It could be.
Yeah.
Or a huge letdown.
Yeah.
Or pretty decent.
I'm very confident in this one.
Blue Beetle looks fun as hell and totally has the Guyver vibes. I don't know what that is. The Killer is a neo-noir from Fincher. Holy shit, I'm really into that.
Fincher.
Damn. Napoleon could be a real return to form for Ridley Scott.
Return to form? Have you not seen The Last Duel? That movie's a masterpiece.
That's not what I heard. And say what you want about Snyder, but Rebel Moon sounds amazing, and the dude knows how to make a beautiful film.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, as always, for all you do, and keep up being the best podcast on the web. Love and respect. Well, thank you for that, Cole.
Love and respect. Yeah, Mission Impossible is my number. Oppenheimer's number one, probably.
Dune 2 for me. I'm
Oppenheimer, Dune, and Mission Impossible
Yeah,
it's
really
tough.
Jazzed
those three, no doubt. No doubt.
Now I'm excited also for The Killer.
The Killer.
Neo noir from David Fincher, dude. Fincher. What? How have I not heard of that?
Because there's 40 billion movies and shows
games
and games.
Right now?
Yeah.
What a year, dude. We are living it.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Price, I used to go see lots of films in theaters. Blue Ruin and Jodorowsky's Dune were incredible on the silver screen. Yeah, that's true. I saw both of those in theaters, too.
Same. But I didn't see Jodorowsky's.
Jodorowsky's Dune was. Have you seen that?
No.
It's amazing.
The documentary, right?
It's a documentary about the Dune he would have made.
Yeah, I should.
It's phenomenal.
I should watch that.
You should watch it. Yeah. But after a long hiatus of going only every now and then, I'm going to like 8 films this year. What a treat. Obvious examples are Dune, Oppenheimer, Indiana, Brandon Jones, Napoleon, and Spider-Verse 2. But the one that I'm most conflicted by is The Flash. I adore Michael Keaton. I know the source material, and they showed what happened, what appears to be the Tumblr from the Nolan trilogy, which means Christian Bale might not be far behind. Whoa. But Ezra Miller sucks, and I don't want to give them any of my hard-earned cash. What should I do? Much love and respect from Denver. I mean, the way I figure it, the Flash is going to print a bill anyway, so fuck it. Just go.
And, like, I don't know, I like that director a lot, the director of It. There's a lot of probably cool people that worked on that movie. It's, like, really, there's only so many hills I can die on. It's, like, such a, it is, like, the eternal conflict. You know?
I don't know. Okay, don't go see Flash.
But, you
don't
know, like,
do it.
Like Hogwarts Legacy is so easy to die on the hill because it's such a direct line of, like, buy this, money goes to her.
Well, and she's, like, fucking bragging about, like, oh, if you buy it, I'll get money. And
so, like, it's
okay.
Like, yeah, it's just, like, this straight line of, like, bad. Whereas,
also,
like,
she just keeps, like, being the worst.
Exactly. But, like,
and, like, is digging in her heels.
Like, boycotting the Flash seems, like, really extreme, even if Ezra Miller is not a great human. Like, there's so many other people involved.
To me, the DCU is so shitty anyway that it's kind of just like, I'll see it if I see it. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, that was, it was on HBO now.
It's not a good Barry Allen.
It's on HBO. So I did Shazam. Rewatched it.
The second one?
Yeah, finally watched it just to be caught up.
Was it bad?
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I never watched Black Adam either. I don't, like, I'm not caught up. Like, I don't think either of those matter, but, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The answer is follow your heart, I guess.
Yep.
Feedy Crow. This is poised to be an incredible year for movies, and we had some bangers already. Dune 2 is my most anticipated movie of the year. So many more I can't wait to watch. Spider-Verse 2, Asteroid City, Barbie, Oppenheimer, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It does look fun.
I'm nervous, but there's five screenwriters, which is, and it comes out in August, which is two big red flags.
August
is the dumping ground.
January is the dumping ground.
And August. So says history. So says history. It's been changing a little bit for sure. It's not as bad as it used to be.
Changed.
Yeah.
January used to be much worse.
Yeah.
Now it's less bad.
Five writers, though. Five different, not even like story credits, like five screenwriters. Screenplay by five names.
That either means they just had a room and credited everyone, which is good.
Okay.
Or, yeah, it went through the ringer. Who knows?
Yeah.
There's some funny lines in the trailer.
Trailer looked good.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Thought you didn't watch trailers.
I was in the theater when it played.
You didn't run out screaming?
Not for that one.
Hugs, X drama. Thanks, 29 months. Beep-boop-doo. Feedy continues about TV series. Most of the ones I was expecting already aired, except for a few. Hoping Secret Invasion scratches the Winter Soldier itch in my soul. Warrior is coming back in just a few weeks, and I can't wait to see how they outdo last season's fights.
Yes.
Yeah, you're excited about that.
So pumped!
Ahsoka has been my most anticipated Star Wars project since it was announced, given I've been following her journey since Clone Wars. And so far, it's been some of the best Star Wars I've seen. And finally, The Wheel of Time, baby. Second season.
September. Nice.
All right.
Nice. Awesome. Can't wait for Wheel of Time.
I love Andor.
Who doesn't?
Don't have high hopes for Ahsoka because I did not love Book of Boba Fett or Obi-Wan or Mandalorian Season 3.
This one has like that, like they were saying though, just about Clone Wars and
I
shit.
Seen Clone Wars,
yeah, this
so I don't
is
care
like
about her.
This is the payoff for everyone that actually watched those.
So I'm like happy for that.
Yeah,
hopefully it's really good.
I've tried watching the Clone Wars cartoon like six different times.
Ugly.
It's so ugly.
Like,
it's so
visuals,
boring.
Yeah, I can't. And everyone's always like, it gets amazing in season 7. And I'm like,
yeah,
are you hearing yourself?
With that. Insane.
Are you hearing yourself?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I really appreciate some things that some other Star Wars narratives are doing, because I honestly think that what's his name, the other guy who's not John Favreau,
Dave Filoni,
I think he's too much of an apostle of George Lucas.
Good.
Because I think he's too much of an apostle because he won't let anything grow or change. Like, he won't let anyone be gray. He won't let anything like happen.
Doesn't shit happen in the show? The Clone Wars show?
I mean, I don't know, but like,
some shit goes down, I heard.
Interesting things don't happen in Obi-Wan or Boba Fett or Mandalorian.
I don't think he was involved whatsoever in
But they do an Andor baby.
He wasn't involved in one of those or both of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. He didn't write for like...
I just want morally ambiguous force users. That's all I want.
Same. Same.
I would say more, but I don't want to spoil it.
I just want a Fallen Order patch. That's all I've been...
Fallen Order or Jedi Survivor?
Survivor.
Jedi Survivor seems cool, man. I watched a lot of...
I played for a few hours. It was just like not perfect somewhere.
I watched a lot of Sophia playing it, and it was really good. Jedi Survivor.
Yeah. It's not perfect, though. I want perfection. They promised. Perfection is coming.
When did they promise that?
They were like, we're not stopping until it's perfect. Oh, patches. Oh. Yeah. They've had five patches already.
Yeah.
Sixth one is coming.
Sweet.
I'm waiting.
Seemed pretty good to me. Huh?
Too many games. Why settle for anything but like the best version?
Of the Ahsoka in Mando 2. See? That's what I'm talking about. I hated that episode.
Oh, okay. But he didn't
do... All the Luke stuff I hate.
I don't think he did any of Boba Fett or...
Oh, okay.
Or even Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Andor was sick.
Yeah.
Love Andor.
Yeah.
Let Andor people do Star Wars now. Jesse Blue, we need the Michael Clayton energy in Star Wars.
We really
less
do.
Less than Terry, the Clone Wars energy.
Terry Gilliam?
What?
Isn't that who did it?
No.
Who did Andor?
Now that you've said Terry Gilliam, I can't remember.
Who did it?
Terry Gilliam did like Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
And like Parnassus and shit.
Brazil.
Well then who is it?
12 Monkeys.
Tony Gilroy. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
Say, similar.
TNG.
TG.
TG.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, what are you on about? Yeah. You are insane. Yeah. Tony Gilroy. Thank you, chat. Yes. Jesse Blue. Hey, my birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
June 6th as noted. Yes, we are. Please send well wishes to my dad and hugs for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
so
really
sorry
to hear that.
Your dad.
100%.
Yeah, love to you and yours.
All my energy coming that way.
I hate it. I hate that. But happy birthday. Sorry you're dealing with all that. Splontot Wheel of Time Season 2 finally has a date for September. Let's go.
Loving this Wheel of Time.
I got to watch this.
I told you when it came out. I told you when it came out. Okay. The first 30 minutes are bad.
Okay. Bad. Straight bad.
Not great.
Okay.
You're just like, eh, whatever.
Right. Okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
First 30 minutes.
Okay, that's not too bad.
It's all...
That's not six seasons.
Yeah. It's all gravy after that.
Okay.
It's all gravy, I promise.
Lower bar to clear.
First 30 minutes, I was like, oh, this is like kind of low budget. Like, what,
okay.
Some
then
Amazon.
You just kind of get into it.
And then, like,
who's
then it starts to go.
Who's the main lady? Is it Rosamund Pike?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She's
Love
great.
That.
She's great in it.
You ever see that? Is it Massive Attack? She's in a music video. Really good music video.
Nice.
She's being like pursued by some kind of strange, it's like Phantasmagoria, like some kind of metal ball.
Whoa.
She's like dancing around.
Whoa.
It's awesome. Anyway, whatever. Am I talking crazy? That's a thing, right, Chad? Hey, Tokyo Slim.
Patron
Saint. Reaction shots.
He's
How
here.
How you doing? Just showed up in chat, baby. Kurt Headley, Across the Spider-Verse, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Dune Part 2. Oh, yeah, Dead Ringers. Did I talk about that? I loved that.
Sick.
Top of my list. They look amazing and have the most potential to be hype as hell. Garrett Hullfish. Barbie is easily my most anticipated film of the year. From the moment the original teaser referenced 2001 A Space Odyssey. Yeah, that was so good. I was completely sold on it. As for shows, I'm really looking forward to more of The Bear.
Couple weeks.
It was my biggest surprise from last year, and I wasn't expecting it to be more than one season. I get the opposite.
So good.
In the opposite of Parasited for The Bear.
Yeah.
Every single person who's ever tried to sell me on The Bear is like, you got to watch The Bear. You'd really like it. It's super good. It's really depressing. There was like, it's really intense, stressful, and sad.
I love
it. And I'm like, okay, but I don't want to watch that.
I love it.
Every person, though, and I'm sure they're right. I'm sure I would love it.
Oh.
But every person who's tried to sell me on that has then followed it up with, it's really intense and stressful and depressing. And I'm like, all right.
If you worked in a restaurant, too, it's like fucking gold.
The only food service job I ever worked in was I was a prep cook for a boat company for like a month.
Sick.
But that was it.
You all know what's up then.
I was in the back line.
Hopefully there's no sophomore slump on that.
Yeah. Oliver Higgins. Henry Higgins. Welcome to Wrexham Season 2. I recently became a soccer fan. I went to the women's Angel City Football Club.
Nice.
Natalie Portman was there.
That's so fun.
Very exciting. I went with Elise.
That's super fun.
I had a lot of fun. We won. Nice. Yes, I said we. I'm a sports fan.
Hell yeah. You absolutely can say we. It's a communal thing.
It was fun.
Yeah.
They blast pink smoke into the air every time they get a goal.
Sick.
It was marvelous.
Sick.
We beat those Kansas City ladies.
Took them out.
Took them out.
Took them to task.
Beat them by 1 point.
Nice.
Soccer.
One goal.
One what?
One goal.
Oh, okay. Ville Ronto. Is it VA or Ville? Ronto. Whatever. Tell us, and I'll forget. Like I always do. More about TV shows in this one. Silo.
Silo.
The new show has crossed its halfway point. Oh, sick. There are more gotta than I thought it. There would be. And it's been an interesting watch. The pace is slow, which suits the tone of the show. Yeah, it's a slow burn, but I
like
love
that.
It.
I
really love it.
That's my favorite.
I love Silo, dude. I was thinking about it. I think about it like 3 or 4 times a week where I'm just like, God, I love Silo.
That's awesome.
It's like my exact kind of like weird mystery sci-fi kind of pastiche. I really like it. Secret Invasion, June, Disney Plus, Fury and Espionage. I love it already. Dude, I am really I love to see Samuel L. Jackson. And seeing Samuel L. Jackson, like, in a thing every episode is going to be really fun. It's week to week, right? Or are they dumping it all at once?
Week to week. Okay. 6 episodes, dude. Six, cool. Give me those fucking spy and shield and sword and saber vibes. It's all I want. It has always been the strength of the MCU in my mind. When they start getting all fucking multiverse cosmic bullshit, not as big of a fan. I like when it is spy thriller espionage.
Nice.
That is the peak. That's why Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s the best.
Completely off topic right now. Well, whatever. Dim Sum said Indian Spidey was fucking awesome, that they're Indian, and everyone in the theater was laughing so hard during his scenes. That's actually really good to hear, because like, as I was watching it, I was hoping that it was like a good representation. I didn't expect them to do anything like insensitive or whatever, but yeah, good. Because like, the punk Spider-Man is very over the top, and like being like a British punk, you know? But it's like kind of the vibe of the movie is like everyone's kind of like an over the top version of themselves. Cool. All right, nice. Yeah, Silo and Severance are incredible. Justified City Primeval, July. This person is speaking our language, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Oliphant is my man crush. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka, currently watching The Clone Wars for the first time. I'm loving Star Wars at the moment, and I want to prepare myself the best way for Ahsoka. Masters of the Air, Apple TV, Spielberg and Hanks produced this Band of Brothers follow-up. What? Starring Austin Butler and Barry Keoghan. Holy shit. The Curse, Showtime, an A24 show about by the Safdie brothers, starring Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder. What? The premise sounds bonkers. Could be awesome. That sounds fucking sick. What the hell? Manhunt, the show. The Hunt for John Wilkes Booth after Lincoln's assassination.
I'll have to tell my dad about that.
There's talent behind the camera from shows like Mindhunter, Fargo, and Leftovers. Damn, those are all.
I'll have to tell my pops about that one.
Yeah, there were some definite fourth wall breaks. It was interesting.
That's
like She-Hulk.
Yo, that's what I finished, and I have to bring it up.
What, She-Hulk?
No.
Oh.
Citadel. Oh. I'm serious about this show.
You're obsessed.
Because everyone just fucking looks at Rotten Tomatoes, and they see a 50 or a 60, and they pass. It is fucking insane. It's fucking insane out here.
Just a movie previews Tokyo Slim.
Citadel completely changed my entire outlook on the current landscape of television. Because it is like...
For the better?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's all about expectations. It's like, if a show is like good at what it does, I think that matters more than it being a good show. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it's just trying to be a fun action spy thriller, and it absolutely 100% is that. It is. I finished it off. There's more coming. One of the Russo brothers is directing every episode next season.
Oh, shit.
Season 1 had a lot of problems. That's why it was so expensive. But it is really awesome, and it flies by. Episodes are like, with
didn't
credits.
Didn't they like reshoot like the whole thing?
A lot. There's a lot of problems behind the scenes.
Okay.
It's seriously really good, and it's such an easy, breezy watch. Episodes go from like 35 to 40 minutes, and there's 6 of them, and you're out.
Damn, all right.
You're in and out. It's really good.
Sometimes swamping in 6s is totally fine.
Yes, it's a good show. It's a good show.
I do find that it's spy thrillers especially, like, I find a little easier to stomach variances in quality.
Yeah. Because it's just...
Ghosted was fucking terrible, though. Holy shit. Never before have I seen two beautiful people with less chemistry.
They are beautiful, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
good lord.
Yeah. The way Chris Evans, like, fits in a t-shirt is insane.
Yeah.
Like, when he's ripping logs in...
Oh, my God.
In Avengers Age of Ultron.
The look that Tony Stark gives him after he does that. We're just like, all right, guys.
And the best, too,
okay.
The, like, wide shot when he walks away. Don't take from my pile. Tony Stark.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah. Don't steal from my pile.
Just assholes to each other. Dove, see, shoot Kamen Rider's U.S. screening and psyched for that. Hopefully it means more Kamen Rider stuff. You guys love Kamen Rider. Yeah, I got to get in on this. I'm interested in if Transformers Rise of the Beast can hit the highs of the 2005 through 2018 IDW comics run. Bumblebee gave me hope, and I think the franchise can really thrive if it leans into the version's themes. LGBT plus representation, imperialism will kill us all, and don't suffer a fascist breathing. Somehow, I doubt Michael Bay is going to go in for any of those.
He's not involved in this one at all.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Okay, then. Maybe they will. I mean, those movies are literally sponsored by the Navy half the time. So
Bumblebee was sweet.
What was?
Bumblebee.
I heard Bumblebee was cool. I like Hailee Steinfeld.
John Cena? It's amazing. It's good.
Cena was in there?
Yeah.
Shit.
Villainous Cena.
I like Hailee Steinfeld. Yeah. Steinfeld.
Yeah.
She was on an episode of... Stir Crazy that I cut. That was fun.
Yes.
Check out the YouTube series Stir Crazy. I edited that, the latter half of it. Bulk of the series. Bulk of the series, dude. Then they canceled it.
Fuck.
Thanks, Viacom. Thanks, Comedy Central. Anyway, the Earthspark cartoon has touched on a lot of these issues to start, and that's got me jazzed. Yes, I know jazz isn't in Rise of the Beast. Across the Spider-Verse looks awesome. Coming back because I forgot Muppets Mayhem. Oh, yeah. My favorite Muppets thing in a while that had some of the light cynicism that made them unique in the beginning. Shout out for the band talking about the time they met the Feebles. Wait, did Muppets Mayhem come out already? What is that on? Because I want to watch that, and I hope it's good. Kristen Rosario. Hello there. First-time commenter, long-time listener. So basically, you think this would be easy for me, considering I run a YouTube channel that's primarily based around reactions, and you would be wrong. With the amount of trailers we watch weekly, it's kind of hard to decide. If I had to nitpick, though, I would say Barbie. Seriously, how has this movie piqued my interest so hard? Whatever Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach are going for in this adaptation, they're definitely in on the joke. Absolutely. Indiana Jones 5, I just don't get it. Indy 4 was swimming in sevens for me personally, but for some reason, every time I watch the last trailer they released for Dial of Destiny, it makes me feel like, or it feels like this is what Kingdom of the Crystal Skull should have been. Yeah, I am really excited for Indiana Jones 5, and I have no, like, I don't expect it to be good.
Yeah.
But I'll watch it. I really love Indiana
it's
Jones
annoying that we have to watch
three.
It. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The movie could be the worst thing ever, and it's like, all right, I have to see it. It's obligated. It's an obligation.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, it's like youth right there.
They bring up Ashoka, then they bring up Flamin' Hot. I wanted to spotlight a slightly smaller film. This one is based on the true story of how a Frito-Lay janitor became... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Became a man who invented the Flamin' Hot flavor for the company. Film is... the theatrical directorial debut of Eva Longoria.
Whoa.
And stars Jesse Garcia.
She, like, produces a lot of, like, shit you would not expect. Like, some action movie
that.
And stuff. You're
that.
Just like, wait, what?
I love that when you're just like, wait, Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah.
Okay. Dennis Haysbert, nice. Tony Shalhoub, and Emilio Rivera. While it does look like a pretty standard kind of biopic about this stuff, my brother and I got some good vibes coming off of this movie. Film comes out on Hulu and Disney Plus a few days after this recording, too. Sick. Those are some good ones. Thanks. There's some great peculiar stuff coming down the pipeline, like Matlock reboot starring Kathy Bates. What? Sick. Thank you, Kristen.
The unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah. Misery.
Smash that foot.
Smash it. hobble that man.
God, I used to rewind that part on the VHS so many times.
Dude, when he opens his eyes and she's there.
So, my God.
One of the scariest shots in cinema history, dude. Just bah!
Yeah.
Woof. Woof.
Yo, I gotta watch Misery again. Misery, holy shit.
All right. We're gonna speed up just a bit here, everybody.
We're close.
Mark Van Dyke, Dyken? Dyken, whatever. I'm honestly not sure what is coming up in movie world besides Oppenheimer and Barbie, but I'm very excited about season 3/4. They filmed them at the same time of Slow Horses.
My dad loves
it. Show about fuck up spies and their boss played by Gary Oldman.
My dad laughs so hard. I hear him watching it sometimes, like when I'm over, and he just is obsessed with Gary Oldman's character in this because he's such a fuck up. He loves it.
I didn't know it was good. That's cool. Yeah, yeah. You know what else is good and about spies that are trying their damnedest? Patriot. Patriot.
Just buried under the cataclysmic wave of content.
Cataclysmic.
That's what Channing Tatum said in an interview.
Oh, really?
He's like, it's a cataclysmic wave of content.
What's he talking about?
Just everything, the state of it all.
Yeah, I gotta work cataclysmic into my lexicon.
So I forget it. Someone in chat
was... Tennis King, baby. Yeah.
Someone in chat, dude, was like, it's fucking Armageddon. Just so much content, man.
There was a shitload of content happening. Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous.
Content is king.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely, Zio.
Logan says, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is probably the only movie I'm truly excited for. Mission Impossible become my favorite movie franchises in recent years and follow possibly being one of the best action movies ever.
Yep. That and John Wick 4.
Super excited for the next entry.
Yep.
It's amazing the kind of action Tom Cruise can keep doing at his age. He's almost never disappoints. Plus, always love when Haley Atwell's in a movie. Love Haley
Agent
Atwell.
Carter!
I love Agent Carter.
Fucking go.
Agent Carter, dude.
Agent Carter, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Cool. Cannot beat it.
Yeah, Agent Carter, dude. So cozy.
I Google Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. probably 4 times a week. No joke. And it's really awesome to see. I'll always see articles that are like, why you should give Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. another look.
Another look.
Why Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the hidden gem of the MCU. Why Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the best MCU show. It's like, yes. It's happening.
It's happening for you. I'm proud of you. I'm so happy for you.
Yes. Spread the word, baby. It's never too late to get in on S.H.I.E.L.D. even though the MCU is... It's not too late. It's not too late to go back.
It's never too late.
It's not too late, chat.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4 is the best thing in the MCU.
It is, actually.
Says Z-O-V-G-M.
It actually is.
Hell yeah, dude.
It actually is. Well, Endgame and Infinity War.
Those are pretty good. My excitement for movies has diminished as it's harder and harder to get other people to go to good theaters or IMAX with me. Though I'm still open to going by myself. I'm pretty excited for Transformers, Rise of Beasts, Oppenheimer, and Dune Part 2. I finally started reading Dune. I'm a slow reader, and so... I'm in a slow race to finish before that. What are the best Golden Gate Bridge scenes in movies? Whoa. The first one that comes to mind are Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, God, yes.
And Godzilla 2014, yeah.
Good call.
Though that movie is so great, I almost second guess whether it's the Golden Gate Bridge. Flight of the Navigator, I feel like they like fly under it. I love that movie.
The Magneto scene, Tokyo Slam. Yeah. Great.
Charles always said he wanted to build bridges.
Is that 3, right? Oh, my God.
I'm like, you're just moving a bridge, man. That takes it. That takes it for sure. Magneto. Oh my God.
Yo, if they show up in Deadpool 2, though, I will throw up from hype.
What if it's like post... cure pills and he like doesn't have any powers and he's just
any appearance from either of them I will throw up. Good throw up.
I mean, they're like Wolverine's supposed to be in there, right?
100% already confirmed.
Yeah,
not a secret.
Yeah
they're filming it right now amidst a writer's strike.
That's a little grungy.
Did I say 2? I meant 3.
Two already happened.
You 2 was great.
2 right now.
Yeah, I hope you're filming a podcast right too. Now. That'd be weird if you had Cable in there as Josh Brolin because he played Thanos.
Like, I mean, that was after he was Thanos already.
But I mean, if they like cross.
Oh, they're going to cross.
Yeah.
Whatever. Would you kindly leave films? Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest, as Glazer is my all-time fave with Under the Skin, and Mika Levy, amazing OST. Mm-hmm. Dune 2, in love with the first one, and this will be even better. Spider-Man Across the Universe, Pixar Elemental. Yeah, Elemental looks cute. Android Citizen, Wes Anderson unofficial Fallout prequel. Yeah, Indy 5, mixed feeling, but it's indie. Yeah, that's how we all feel. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible Day of Reckoning. Barbie will be a trippy, druggy flick this year. Oppenheimer, Meg 2, Ben Wheatley.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
Ben Wheatley, dude, yes.
Wait, the Meg is in The Shark?
Yeah. The first one is...
Ben Wheatley are in it?
The first one is... Ben Wheatley's the director. Oh. Does some really good horror movies.
What actor was I thinking of? The guy who played Q.
Yeah.
Ben Wheatley?
Ben... Not on my brain right now. But the Meg 1 was swimming in sevens, for sure. A fun time. Super excited.
TMNT, Spider-Verse, Equalizer 3, Killers of the Flower Moon, Fincher, The Killer, Wonka. What? There's a new Wonka happening? They're excited for True Dicks.
Oh my god, yeah. Someone else just rewatched season 1, baby.
I'm excited for True Dicks season 4.
I just did it recently, and we already talked about it. But seriously, season 3.
I need to finish season 3. Finished it.
Please, please.
I was enjoying it.
Please.
Yeah, what's this Wonka thing? What the fuck?
Willy Wonka?
Timothy Chalamet as Wonka and it's a prequel? Who's making it? Crazy.
Out. Hard out.
True Dicks, though.
Willy Wonka, dude. Come on, like, Hollywood.
Winter lesbian detectives? Come on. I'm so hyped. Give me those sad lesbians!
She was in, Callie Reese, I think her name is. She was in, Cut the Fair one I talked about, that boxing one.
Yeah. David Lynch, fuck off. No, he isn't.
David Lynch, shut up.
Shut up.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
The guy that made Paddington is doing Wonka? Okay.
It's the Paddington director.
That's also strange.
Yeah.
Whatever. Chris Myers, there's a boatload of cool looking stuff. What?
There's so many, like...
It's insane. Everybody's
revivals. And, yeah, like, what the fuck are we doing out here?
Bullet cool of stuff coming to the movie space this year, but these are my most anticipated. TMNT, The Flash, Aquaman 2. That's still happening? Dune 2, Barbie, like, Spider-Verse, Mission Impossible, Asteroid City, Rebel Moon.
Like, what was the last movie you saw that was, like, the greatest, most original, best thing possible you saw? Like, so original. Not based on a book.
Original?
Yeah, original. What was the last original fucking thing we watched? I don't know. It's all just
Everything
French.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, yeah.
Sure, great. Great pick.
Yeah, definitely that.
Great, but French even Dispatch. That had like fucking multiverse shit where it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's their
yeah,
own
you're
thing.
Right. You're right.
I mean,
right.
Everything is based on everything.
Yeah.
Whatever. Codalito. We got two more. Codalito, greetings, Island Huber. This is going to be another great year for horror. Mm-hmm. Here's my list of the most anticipated. Demon Possession, Talk to Me. Yeah, that one looks freaky. Dracula movie that doesn't have Dracula in the title. The Last Voyage of the Demeter also looks cool.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Neil Marshall for like a decade. That movie was in development hell forever.
Really?
Yeah, forever.
Who ended up directing it?
I don't know who's doing it now, but he's definitely not.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Monster of the Bed, Boogeyman, sequel that ignores other sequels.
Yeah, from the Halloween team.
The Exorcist Believer.
Yes, let's go.
YouTuber turned Kickstarter movie mogul, Shelby Oaks. It's a horror, too. Great. Proud of you. Jaws for Dummies, The Meg 2. Sci-Fi Blockbuster Part 1, Dune Part 2. Sci-Fi Blockbuster Part 2, The Creator.
The Creator looks fucking sick. It's from, Tokyo Slam, help me out. Who is it? It's been a minute. Who is it? It's someone big. It's, Gareth.
Coker?
No, not Gareth Evans. Who the hell? Gareth Edwards. I always get Gareth Evans.
Who's the Raid?
Yeah, and doing Tom Hardy's Havoc coming out, and this is Gareth Edwards.
Who's done what?
He did Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And Rogue One.
Ooh.
Yeah. It looks... This is a trailer I saw.
I need to see this trailer.
Yeah.
The Creator.
It looks original. It looks super original.
Nice.
It looks really cool.
Multiverse Spider-Man, classic anime Blu-ray release, Macross Plus. Looking forward to hear what everyone has on their radar. Post some trailers in the Slack. Hell yeah. All right, last one. Carl Williams, films and shows I am looking forward to. Spider-Man, Mission Impossible 7, Part 1. God, I forget it's the seventh one.
Yes.
Oppenheimer, The Marvels. Yeah, The Marvels looks fun. They're making another color purple.
November, though. So far away.
November. I didn't even know it was this year.
Yeah.
I
got pushed.
Asteroid City, The Flash, Killers of the Flower Moon. When's Killers of the Flower Moon come out?
I think that's like an October joint or something.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, new season. Chucky, new season. There's a Chucky show?
Mm-hmm.
Archer final season, AEW All In and AEW Collision. Shout out to De Niro and Pacino. They're old as fuck and they're still having children. Are they still having children?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's that. Ooh-weep. Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Dinah?
Don't know who Zeb Wells is. But warning, they might be involved in the Marvels.
Is that a bad? Who is that bad? Person bad?
Yorgos Lanthimos movies this year too. Holy shit! We're on easy street. We got a lot of games. We got a lot of movies. We got a lot of shows. What a time to be alive!
There's a lot of good stuff out there coming. I hope it's good. I hope it's all good.
I'm so tired.
Yep. Transformers, some of my favorite movies to see in the theater. I've seen probably at least four of them with Brad in the IMAX.
Brad.
Yeah, we go hard on Transformers IMAX, one and done, baby.
Yeah.
The absolute pinnacle of one and done.
I stopped watching them after the second one because I was like, these are boring and racist.
Second one was one of the worst movies of all time. But then they did the fucking Dinobots like last night and shit. It was so sick.
Dinobots, dude.
It was so
Beast
sick.
Beast Wars, dude.
So fun in the theater.
Beast Wars.
Little Women was a 10. Absolutely, I agree.
Little Women, dude.
It was actually a 10.
Little Women.
100%.
All right.
If I was reviewing for RogerEbert.com, I would have given it 4 stars.
Out of a possible 4?
Yep. Wow. That's a 4-star flick.
4 stars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd like to watch it again. I really loved when Florence Pugh stands up for herself.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love that part.
I love it all, dude. That is so good.
She's like, you can't do this to me.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I love that.
It's so good.
Florence Pugh, dude.
Yep. Florence Pugh. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew.
All right. That's going to do it for our reaction shots this month. We will be back next month for another wonderful little episode talking about movies. Talking about whatever. We'll come up with a fun theme like we always do, like we sometimes do.
I need to go watch Silo.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta do it. I gotta get on the Silo train.
Yeah, you do.
Fucking Apple TV.
Yeah, rest up. God. We got a big week ahead of us here.
Apple TV is so annoying. How dare you get in on this Apple TV? Getting in on the, like another subscription.
And they're like the third best one.
God.
Or like fourth best one.
What the hell? It's too many.
Yeah. It's funny because like they're kind of like Showtime where it's like they've always got like one banger.
Yeah.
That you're kind of like, all right, I'll keep it.
Yeah.
I'll keep you, Apple.
Yeah.
Like Showtime, I'm like, okay, I'll keep you around.
You got Yellow Jackets.
You got Yellow Jackets.
I got you.
I'll keep you.
Yeah.
I'll pay for you for a whole year just because you have Yellow Jackets. I guess.
Yeah.
I do watch episode 8 of the Twin Peaks The Return sometimes. Once a year, I'll pop that on. Just watch the nuclear bomb part. I don't know.
Nah.
Take my $8 or $5 or whatever it is.
God.
Bring back Quibi. You stop it. All right. That's going to do it. Thank you, everybody. I did the shout-outs at the beginning, so thank you again. Shout-out to those guys, those people. I don't know. Bye.